Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World. Wandering down this road we call life. What we're doing, speaking to our friends, we'll always stand by me. When this boy meets world.
Last scene on Boy Meets World.
Want to go to New York.
What about Topanga?
Who cares about Topanga? Why does everyone always take Topanga's side?
Corey. Hey, I've been doing some thinking about New York.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to do some thinking, too. Let me tell you what we're going to do.
I'm going to turn down the internship.
I want to do whatever you want.
Ah! Hey, nothing's going to change.
You know she didn't mean a word she just said, right?
I know it.
I love the thing they call.
Your best advice always came right here from the fence.
Hey, Mr. Feeney, what you doing?
She's got an internship at a law firm in New York City. And she turned it down because of me. Well, I want to go to New York.
You would do this for me?
Topanga, I'd do anything for you.
You marry me?
That is the most beautiful dress I've ever seen.
Bite me!
I feel this is the right move for me. You know, New York City. Nobody knows me there. I can be anybody I want to be.
I want you to be Eric.
Sir, yes, sir! You are a disgrace to this university, to this country, and humanity in general.
Wow. Okay, well, the best goodbyes are fast goodbyes.
Are you freaky nuts?
Underpants.
You're coming with us?
I'm going with you?
Really? You really like her?
Yeah, I really do.
Now the conclusion of Boy Meets World.
So, you're probably not going to miss me at all, are you?
Not one bit.
You said to me that there would come a time where you weren't going to be around anymore, and that's not so.
Eric.
No, Dad. I remember everything that you taught me, and I'm going to turn around and I'm going to teach that to my children. So you see, Dad, you're always going to be around.
Well, thank you, Eric.
Get off your butt. Get a job. Huh? Right now.
Thank you, Daddy.
Okay, let's do it!
Whoa, Corey, wait, you know, now we got our relationship back on track. Why don't we, go home, play the basketball or something?
Why? Because you're afraid I can't keep up with you guys, huh? Well, what's this? What? Go get him!
Hey, how come, like, I don't have that special relationship like you have with Corey?
What?
Like, do you value my views and opinions on things?
Oh, good. His shoe open.
That's great. Listen, all we ever do is buddy stuff. We have nothing. I want more. From this moment on, you got to start listening to my views on philosophy, politics, and what makes the universe go round.
I don't think so.
Hey, I'm talking to you.
You jumped out of a plane rather than talk to me.
No, you're exaggerating.
The wind sucked me out like a vacuum.
You hit the ground and started running.
My interpretation is that the artist is illustrating a very painful situation where the father monkey has two sons but only one coconut, so he splits the coconut in half, but only half a coconut isn't enough for either son.
Uh-huh.
So, what kind of art you want to talk about now? Neoclassicism, Impressionism, photographic art. Ansel Adams, American Landscape, he's probably my favorite. But you didn't know that.
No, I didn't. How do you know about all this?
I learned about it at school. We just, never talked about it. I didn't think you'd want to hear it from me. I just always tried to be the person I thought you wanted me to be.
You know, I'd really love to hear what you have to say about this piece.
I would love to tell you.
Is that a tear in your eye?
No.
Baby.
Take the turnpike. It's faster.
Put on your jackets. It's supposed to cool off.
Mom!
Eric!
What are you doing here? You mind trouble?
Yeah, I'm in creative writing.
But this is creative writing.
Oh, I had no idea this was your class. But, well, you said to get out there in the world, so here I am, back in school. A young married woman by Amy Matthews.
Oh, this is great. 1,000 words on dryer lint.
The wedding was over. I was 19 and about to embark on a new life. The hotel suite was as lovely as a picture. Alan walked toward me, and I began to tremble.
Oh, my God.
My lips.
I reread your paper, and I realized that you're more than just a mother and a housewife. You're also a really good storyteller, and you should come back to class.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if that's what you want to do, you should come back, and you should really keep writing.
That means so much coming from you.
And when you walk around New York, look like you belong there.
Don't you dare get Topanga pregnant until you're absolutely ready.
I won't.
So, do we say goodbye now? How do we do that?
I could never have handled Dad's death without you.
I just wish he could be here to see us finally getting along.
I am here. I'm always here for you, boys.
Man, he'd be so proud of you. Starting this adventure in New York City, nothing but the clothes on your back.
Yeah, well, it's like Dad always said.
Money don't make you rich. Life makes you rich.
I don't talk nothing like that.
You know, you never even had a nickel in your pocket, and that wasn't important to you. I admire that man. I admire you. I admire you more than I do me.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
Rachel?
Yeah?
Save me a seat on that boat next to you. I can't believe I just did that.
What'd he do?
You're giving up your stepfather's money.
What? What the Sam hell is she talking about, boy?
Yeah. Money doesn't make you rich. Life makes you rich. Our father taught us that.
Did not. That's stupid. Money makes you rich. You ask anybody, what makes you rich? Money. I got two stupid boys. Y'all are embarrassing me in front of my dead friend.
We're going into the Peace Corps, Jack.
Yeah.
No.
Peace Corps? That means you're going to do good for people. We like that up here.
I am so proud of you, Jack. You know you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I reckon you are. Good boy. Good boys.
We lost them. I'm sorry, boys.
Be part of it someday.
Yeah.
You're gonna learn something from it every day.
Yeah.
You're gonna make mistakes. You're gonna make good friends. Mr. Feeney will probably teach you every grade you're ever in. And maybe you'll meet a woman as wonderful as Topanga. How'd you like that?
Good.
Yeah? And maybe you'll make a friend like Sean?
Yeah.
But when you're not a little boy anymore, when the world taught you how to be this man, you know you're still gonna make mistakes. But your family and your friends that you made along the way are gonna help you, okay? Even though it'll seem like the world's going out of its way to teach you these hard lessons, you're gonna realize that, you know, it's the same world that's given you your family and your friends, you know? And you're gonna come to believe that the world's gonna protect you too. Boy Meets World. Now I get it. Yeah. Give me five. Give me a hug.
Come on. You ready to go inside? Ready?
Topanga!
Topanga! That's me.
Called him. He'll be there. Okay. Ready?
I was born ready.
Let's do it.
Thank you. I'll do the best I can, okay?
No, you will.
As long as you got my face, you got my attention.
Dad?
Yeah?
Let go of my face.
Oh, this is the big boy on the block, huh? Very slick.
Too bad I can't go to the water war to use it.
You can if you run.
Isn't it my responsibility to finish painting the fence?
I think your first responsibility is to stay 11 years old as long as you can.
We're always here for you.
No. I want you to take care of Mom and Dad, okay?
I'm Corey. I'm 16, and I'm going to Atlantic City to see an R-rated movie.
Here, Morgan, let me help you make the matinee. Yay!
Take care of yourself, Corey.
Bye.
What?
We're leaving.
I know.
We wanted to know if you had anything else left to teach us.
No. My work with you is done.
I don't know. It's pretty scary. Going into a whole new world.
And you're ready to go into that world.
Even me?
Even you. Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good.
Well, I guess there's just one thing left, then. Tell us you love us.
Now look, if there's one thing I've taught you is that there is a line between teacher and student that must never be crossed.
Tell us you love us.
I regard all my students equally.
Oh, you know we're your favorites.
Come on, Feeney. You haven't even talked to another student for 7 years. I mean, you might... Tell us you love us.
I surely will not.
Okay for you, then.
I will never forget you. You were more of a father to me than my own dad.
You, never give up on me. Never once. I'm not gonna forget you. You're the best person I know.
I don't know what's gonna happen to me, but I do know that I'm gonna be a good person who cares about people. And I blame you for that.
So, Mr. Matthews.
You think we know each other long enough for you to call me Corey?
I think we know each other long enough for me to call you Cornelius.
Shh! Mr. Feeney, come, not even Topanga knows that.
Your secret is safe with me.
Well, I got Topanga to go to New York.
Good for you.
She's not even scared anymore.
Nor should she be.
I am.
Well, you have a right to be.
You coming with us, Mr. Feeney? You gonna sneak up on us in Central Park or something?
No, I shall remain here.
No, you'll always be with us. As long as we live, okay?
Dismissed.